There's a secret many of the new rich don't want me to share. You don't need to be Ivy League educated, have money, be creative, or even have an idea to reach their level of financial success. You just need to be willing to break the rules and start looking in the right places. The new rich baffle so many people because they don't play by the old rules of business that the masses follow. You've been sold these rules by mentors, but you must forget them to join the new rich. The old rules are as following. Number one, focus on becoming an expert at one thing. Number two, come up with a remarkable idea. Number three, set goals and work toward them. And number four, give customers what they want. You need to be armed with a new set of rules for joining the new rich. Here they are. Rule number one, don't focus on one thing. Your parents always told you, you've got to do one thing and do it well. College encourages us to do the same by picking a major. But this is a terrible strategy if you're looking to build wealth in the new economy. Focusing on one thing gives you a single point of failure, whether it's a job, an investment opportunity, or an entrepreneurial venture. When engineers design a bridge, they never want to have a single point of failure. If the wind picks up to 200 miles per hour and a cable fails, the bridge still has 7 other cables to back it up. Likewise, you'd never want to build your wealth around one endeavor. If that one thing fails, you're destroyed, and you have to start again from scratch. Ignore the conventional wisdom that says it's impossible to multitask. Rule number two, copy your competitors. Every single detail. Have you ever thought, ugh, I would be rich if I'd only come up with XYZ idea that is making that other guy millions? Are you kidding me? Copy him. You don't need to own your idea. Launching a new idea is actually a terrible approach to gaining wealth. You have to pay for all the mistakes yourself. Why? The way to get filthy rich is by aggressively copying others and then adding your own twist. Facebook very publicly copied Snapchat. Facebook was ruthless. It went feature by feature and copied everyone. Copying competitors isn't revolutionary. It just seems outrageous because most people are scared to do it. You have to copy to win, but I get that it's hard to know what to do, whom to copy, or where to start. The key is to analyze a business and pinpoint a need it's not meeting for its customers, and then meet that need yourself. Rule number three, quit setting goals. They're keeping you broke. Setting a goal is like saying, I want that golden egg. It could be a Rolex watch, Beverly Hills mansion, a $500 million private jet, or a $2,000 dinner at your favorite restaurant. Whatever. If you build your life around a goal, the second you achieve it, it seems like there's nothing left to achieve, and you end up bored. You'll have to re-motivate yourself to come up with another golden egg to chase. It's much better to invest your energy into creating, feeding, and nursing a system that pumps out golden eggs every day. That way, no matter where you are in the world, whether you're working or not, whether you have 20 kids or no kids, you'll have a golden goose that keeps making golden eggs for you. Systems make the rich richer, and goals make the poor poorer. And finally, rule number four, sell pickaxes to gold miners. The essence of this rule is to let others cut a trail through the thick jungle so you can then peacefully walk in and capitalize on their hard work. That's what people did during the gold rush. The gold miners went west, hunting, searching, sweating, bleeding, killing, and dying just to make it out there. After they arrived, they realized they needed pickaxes to mine more efficiently. Well, then the others just traveled over the paths already created to sell those pickaxes to the gold miners. They got rich without any of the risk, sweat, or bloodshed. In today's world, this translates to siphoning revenue from a hot market that others put the effort into building. Pay attention to the businesses that are blowing up today, and figure out the infrastructure that those businesses rely on and offer it to them. When you do that, your business is much more likely to succeed because you're piggybacking off a giant. This book is for you. You with the debt, the 4 kids, the $1,000 to your name, and without any business ideas. Don't worry if you've never launched a business, or if you don't know the first thing about running a company. I'll walk you through every step and system, and by the end of this book, you'll know how to build a business that runs itself with no startup capital. Get that business to tap into an established customer base that you put no effort into creating. Buy real estate at below market value that is cash flow positive from day one. Make off-the-beaten-path investments with instant returns that are double what you'd wait 10-plus years to get out of the stock market. And finally, work up enough momentum to consistently build or buy and sell companies every 2 years at a 7-figure profit. This probably sounds impossible, but the new rich found a way to do it, and I'm going to let you in on their secrets. Once the cash starts to flow, you'll use that money to build, buy, invest, and sell your way to wealth.